your local restaurant, why they're so close to our hearts and why they're so difficult to find. We're speaking today to Aaron Glazer, a recent New York City transplant and lifelong out-of-home diner.
Room 1, the kitchen.
I think of a local in terms of a restaurant or a place you go for standard meals. So the type of place or cafe or diner that you go where you get general American fare at a reasonable price that takes the place of cooking at home. In my first local, the one that sticks in my mind was a restaurant called the 34th Street Deli in Gainesville, Florida. In high school, it was my mom and I living together, and she was working all the time, and I was in school, and neither of us really liked cooking. So it became the place we would go 4 or 5 nights a week to eat. She'd come home from work, or I would be coming home from school, and we'd get back, and there'd be no food in the house, and rather than running out to Publix or the grocery store and getting something to eat, we'd get in the car and go sit down and meet the local. I almost entirely had hamburgers. I had hamburgers and fries way too many nights than I should admit. And always sweet iced tea. And it was a kitchen that you didn't have to cook in, which made it that much better.
Room 2, the library.
A local has to be someplace where you like the environment. So it's no place too formal. It has to be fairly laid back. It has to be a place where you feel comfortable. It has to be a place where it's not pretentious. And the food is good, the food is affordable, so it takes the place of things that you could cook at home, but they don't cost that much more if you go out. At the 34th Street Deli, we had the same waitress every night. Her name was Anne, and it just happened to be that she was the person who worked the night shift every night, and people you feel comfortable with, and they feel like an extension of your family. Once I left Gainesville and went off to college, I discovered that I really didn't like school food, and that the cafeteria was really horrible, and I also still kind of craved that desire to have a local restaurant that was my own. Cafeteria food was just redundant and bad, and it was college cafeteria food. So my second local became a diner called Tambers, which was half diner, half Indian restaurant. I never actually ate the Indian food very often, but it always made for an interesting back half of the diner menu. But it had a very similar environment to the 34th Street Deli. It was a diner, a decent variety of options on the menu, and you knew all the people there. So there were actually days where I would eat at Tambers 2 or 3 times a day. It would become my second library. So I would take my homework and sit there for lunch and get my sandwich or get whatever I was going to eat and spend an hour or two in the afternoon and then go do classes and then come back in the evening.
Room 3, the office.
Once I was out of college, I moved down to Washington, D.C. for work. And worked for a couple years, and then also worked independently for a number of years after that. And it was a restaurant called the Broadway Diner, which was actually outside of D.C. a little bit in a suburb called Rockville. And the Broadway Diner looked like a giant New Jersey diner that had been plopped in the middle of suburban Rockville, Maryland. But it was exactly very similar to Tambers in the sense that huge menu, probably 5 or 6 or 7 page menu. And we used to spend a lot of time there working. So it became the second office, in a sense, that especially when you're working independently, you're always looking for a place where you can go and spend a couple hours and take your laptop and do your work. And it became a very similar, that fantastic food, nice location, knew the same 2 or 3 waitresses that you went in all the time with. And it, yeah, just served the same purpose, but at a different stage in my life. I found every time you move to a new city, there's always a struggle to find the type of place to serve that role. And especially in cities like New York, it's very difficult because part of the criteria for a good local is that it has to be affordable. And a lot of times in New York, it's hard to find an affordable restaurant that has a decent, interesting quality of food that you're willing to go back to time and time again. And if they do exist, everyone else in New York has discovered them also. And the closest I found is a bar called Redhead, which is a couple blocks from home, which serves the same purpose, but because it's more upscale, it's not the type of place you can go to on a daily basis. So it costs a little bit more, the food's good, there's a lot less variety in the food because they're more focused on a couple of their dishes. So I think partially as I've gotten older, it's kind of evolved into more currently bar space being the local. But I'm still looking. And I'm hopeful that somewhere out there, there's a good local for me in New York.